Chapter 38. Autumn leaves turn gold, drifting down to carpet the path outside Redwall Abbey in the soft misty mornings. Fruits that had ripened on bough and vine were harvested into larder and store cupboard. It was time for the fine October ale to be brewed, chestnuts to be candied, and berries to be preserved in honey. Abbot Saxtus stood over the threshold on the gatehouse wall with blind Simeon. Saxtus folded his paws into wide habit sleeves, saying,
"Well, my friend, we are a fine pair, standing up here admiring the season. By rights, we should be down in the kitchens helping to make jams, jellies and preserves."
Simeon stared sightlessly out as a breeze rustled the dry leaves of mossflower. There was a twitter and a flurry of wings overhead.
"The birds fly off to follow the sun where fresh harvests are ripening. Let us earthbound creatures stop here a while and talk, Father Abbot. It would spoil the dippin's fun if you appeared in the kitchens. They'd have to behave with an abbot hanging around. This feast you once talked of to celebrate the memory of Mother Melis, when is it to be?"
Saxtus ran a paw over the worn red stones of a battlement.
"Soon now, I hope."
"When our friends return from their quest?"
"I didn't say that, Simeon."
"I know you didn't, Saxtus, but that is what is in your mind."
The Father Abbot clasped the blind one's paw warmly.
"There are no secrets from you, old friend."
Simeon's whiskers twitched and he leaned forward, listening.
"Here comes another of your secrets, Father. A carrier of information, if I'm not mistaken."
Saxtus peered into the grey autumn distance.
"I can't see anything,"
he said. Simeon pointed to where mossflower wood bordered the path.
"There, it's Blaggart, scurrying along at the woodland's edge."
There was no mistaking the bulky shape of the former sea rat as he waddled into view. Saxtus shook his head in amazement.
"How did you know it was him?"
The blind mouse held onto his abbot's paw as they made their way down the wall steps to the main gate.
"That one is a stranger to Bathwater. I always smell him before others can see him. But don't tell him that. One can forgive a little ripeness from a creature with a good heart."
Blaggart sat in the gatehouse drinking old cider from a beaker and bolting warm dams and scones as he related his information.
"'Twas last eve I saw it, Father Habit. Just afore twilight, a ship I once knowed, the Pearl Queen. She was out to sea, coming up from the south. So I stowed myself behind some rocks and watched her. When the crew sighted land, they started shouting the name Redwall. I figured they must be your friends who went a-questing. Well, to cut a long story short, I came straight here to tell you the news. You forgive me, but I never let them see me, because not knowing who I am, they might have mistook me for a sea rat and slayed me."
Saxtus refilled Blaggart's beaker.
"You did well, friend. Thank you for travelling all night to bring me the good word. If you go to the kitchens, you can visit your friends, Mouse Babe and Fertil. I will tell Brother Malin to fill a sack with food for you, knowing how you like our Redwall fare."
Blaggart bobbed his head respectfully at Saxtus.
"There ain't no tastier victuals in all the world, sir. Thank you. I bet those divins are growing big and plump now, bless them."